Hi, this is Bob, and today I have an interview with Tosh from Alice. Alice is about to embark on the So Below tour. This band has done nothing but get stronger. Changes happen, but one thing remains the same. This is a band you don't want to miss live. And here is my interview with Tosh.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored.
The So Below tour is about to take place. How are things warming up?
Well, as per usual, we are in the midst of pre-tour chaos. And that's normal. Yes. All the errands and all the setup and all the tech that goes on behind the scenes, scrambling to get all of the details worked out. I'm the one that puts all the tours together, so I'm doing a lot of the communications between other bands and promoters and venues and that sort of thing. So it's a lot, but it's all things that we absolutely love. So totally worth it.
I wanted to ask you. With the recent events with the band, has that put a cog in the wheel and setting things up?
You know, that's an interesting word when I think of cog. You know, in my personal history, any time that I've encountered a challenge, like, you know, I like to kind of look at it as like a hike up a mountain, and you encounter like sometimes, you know, pathways where there's huge rocks that you have to scramble over, and you know, and you do your scramble, right? Because you want
right.
to get to the view that you're dreaming of. And I think that's kind of how I look at it, because if it was a cog, everything would have halted. And yep. So, you know, has it caused a lot of extra work? Absolutely. There's been a lot of details that I've had to like work on, and all of us have. You know, because it was a very last minute departure. I look at the group as being extremely resilient and creative. I'm so fortunate to inhabit a band that's full of creative problem solvers. So we've all put our thinking caps on and we're like, okay, here's something that we can work out, and here's another thing we can work out, and it's all coming together. And we're very excited. We have my friend Nicole, her artist name is Hazel, that's joining us on this tour, as well as my friend Megan. Nicole is also the illustrator of the children's book that I wrote.
Yes.
And so that's such a gift. I did my very first opera with her. We did the Magic Flute together. And so it's so cool, like everything coming full circle the way it has. We did multiple operas together, but that was my first one. And so I have a very dear spot in my heart in the classical world for Nicole. And so it's so cool that we get to like inhabit a completely different world in the world of rock together like this.
And I think, you know, one thing that I've noticed throughout time is that the unity within the members of this group is so strong. And I had little doubt that the band would, one, continue, and two, that if anything, you will grow stronger in your bond together because of going through something that was unplanned and working it out together with each other.
Thank you so much. I really, you know, always appreciate your support and your, you know, unwavering faith in us. That's so awesome. I'm so grateful for that. It's really been people like yourself in our community that have been so loving and supportive, that have just fueled us and inspired us and given us strength. Because, you know, in every challenge, you know, it's something that you can try to muscle through on your own. But I've heard that this adage that that it takes a village, and it really does.
Sure.
So yes, between, you know, in the band itself, it, you know, absolutely has brought us even closer together. And we already are a family. And we've traversed different challenges. This is just a unique one that we've never traversed before. And you know, and it's one of those things that if anything, like I feel like it's really helped show each other what we're capable of, and that's a gift, you know. There's so many gifts and silver linings that can be found in every challenge, I think.
And one thing I know for certain is that your live performance and your show as a band is absolutely spectacular. I wanted to ask, are there any new nuances on this tour?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. Yes, it's another thing that we're really excited, is chomping at the bit, because we've been so excited to create it. But you know, the one of the big inspirations for us as a band are other bands that take people on a journey. It's sort of the premise of what Alice is about. We've always been drawn to, you know, bands like Pink Floyd, like Tool, that just kind of take you on an immersive experience when you get to experience them. And so it was our intention when we put together our set for this upcoming tour, that we could, you know, tell a story, and tell a story that can be felt through the music, through the visuals, through us. And so, yes, and I think as well, we have different guest artists that we're bringing in into the fold. So that in and of itself is going to help, you know, add to the story. And we're playing in Washington, D.C. So both Nicole and Megan are based out of Washington, D.C. And we're also playing with a band called The Neuro Farm. Nicole's in a band called 2D Cat. So they're both playing with us. And so I'm really excited, because we're going to be all getting to have like some moments where we get to all bring some music together. And I think that's going to be really special.
Absolutely. And I can share a funny story with you. I seen Pink Floyd, the Division Bell tour. And
wow,
the opening of the album is a rumbling, you know, in the background. It's supposed to be the sound of rocks moving. And I'm at Cleveland Stadium, and the concert's beginning, and people there were so wasted. Everyone's looking around going, where is this noise coming from? And what is it?
Oh my gosh, that's wild. Wow. And
I'm telling all the people around me, that's the beginning of the album.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool that you got to see them live. Wow.
Yeah, amazing show. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I can only imagine. That's amazing.
And speaking of something that's amazing, I wanted to talk to you about is I recently just got to see the new tour bundle. It looks excellent. I wanted to ask if you could talk about it and how the character became a reality and how it came to you.
Oh, yes. We're really excited about our next bundle. We collaborate with different artists, and Nyx came into our world originally as a sketch, and our Mad Hatter Jess Davis, you know, we had a contest to name our character, I guess mascot is a good word, everybody kind of chimed in and then voted, and everybody ended up the vote for Nyx was the one that won. And so we created, you know, various things around Nyx. So we have like a Nyx shirt. One of our friends creates a tea line for us. So he created a whole line of tea that we're calling Nyx's Potion. It's a decaf red chai. We have Nyx stickers and Nyx patches. And so, yeah, to celebrate, I guess, the launch of Nyx and the launch of the Sobolo tour, we're doing a contest giveaway that includes, you know, different items like our dog tags and wristbands and discography, that sort of thing. And it's just we love contests. It's just a fun way to play with our community. And then we'll do the giveaway on our live stream that we have actually next Thursday, April 11th at 6 p.m. PST. Another fun thing that we get to do for people that aren't able to come to our actual physical shows, this is our way of being able to share what we do with them. It's a free online event that we're going to have on our YouTube channel, streaming from Twitch, Facebook. I think there's one other platform, YouTube. Yes. So, but yeah, you'll be able to check out some of our new sets. And Nicole, Hazel will actually be singing with us for the live stream. So that'll be really awesome.
That's great. And of course, and also in asking about the character, I wanted to ask, will we see the character on a future album cover, do you believe?
That's a great question. Well, we will see, I think, where Nyx decides to make her magic pop up. yes. I love the concept of the Easter egg and, you know, when you find like little hidden surprises. So, yes, I think that Nyx will make definitely some surprise magical appearances in different places for us.
And as far as the album, are there tracks that are left behind from So Below that you still have for future recordings?
So we actually, it's interesting. We wrote the entire double album in January of 2020. We like to do these periodic creative retreats. And in a very short amount of time, we came out with like 20 songs. And they felt very cohesive. So the first half of it was As Above that we released. But it's very interesting because something happens to a band that when you go on tour and you experience life on the road and in life in general, where there's a certain evolution that happens and you experience the music in a different way. So I feel like we actually have some new music that's brewing that we, you know, in addition to the tracks that we thought of. So it's a nonstop process. It's funny. We were like, oh, it's done. And then we're like, no, actually we have a lot more to say. So,
And I wanted to ask you, when I heard the titles, you know, As Above and So Below, the first thing that came to my mind, are these in contrast as far as the message, you know, is one more As Above, more a positive vein, and So Below, more a negative vein?
Oh, it's just such a beautiful question. You always have such beautiful questions. Thank you for that. You know, I actually like to look at the universe in a way that's really more non-dichotomous. So not necessarily everything is light and everything is dark. Right. So if you look at the Star Wars universe, I'm going to totally geek out on you for a second. and you look at a character like Darth Vader, right? Like there was light in him, you know, sure. There was absolute light in him. And then he eventually did find his way back to light. And if you look at the symbol of the yin yang, where you see an element of light in the dark and an element of dark in the light, and neither one can exist without the other. Sure. I like to kind of think of it in that way where there are elements of darkness and light, of heaviness and lightness, you know, kind of weaved throughout each other. Like when we have a solar eclipse coming up on Monday, which I'm so excited about. And talk about a convergence where you're going to see like, you know, the moon and the sun in convergence in that moment from Earth. So I really like to think of the As Above, So Below concept as kind of a weaving and integrating of different elements and experiences that are dichotomous or can be viewed as dichotomous.
And I'm gonna make you jealous. I'm here in Ohio. I will have a great view as long as the weather cooperates. Today we had all four seasons today, so it'll be interesting.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I hope you take some pictures and share it with us.
I definitely will. And I work that day and my employer has actually bought us all glasses and is shutting down the place for an hour for us to view it.
Oh, that is so sweet of them. Oh, cool. Definitely, definitely a good employer to think of their employees like that for sure.
And as an artist, I know the ultimate vision is, you know, to make it, to achieve what it is you want to achieve, whether it be, you know, some artists get together to just put their music out there. And if someone salutes it, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. And are not looking to achieve fame. And then there's artists that the goal is to achieve that fame. I wanted to ask you, since the beginning of this band has evolved and has grown in leaps and bounds over the years. And I wanted to ask you, did you have the vision of it moving as well as it has when you started?
You know, I don't think so. I think for us, the first and foremost, what has always been at the forefront for us is the actual art and music. You know, and where we've sort of just gone along the journey with whatever it brings with us, well, along the way. You know, if you had asked, I mean, I'm a girl from a small town in Texas. And if you had asked me, you know, young Tosh, 10-year-old Tosh, you know, like, this is what your life is going to look like, I would have been like, no way. You know, you know, I'd never been in a big city. The first time I stepped foot in LA, I mean, mind was blown. I was like, what is this weird traffic thing? And there's a lot of cars and freeways. you know, but let alone like getting an opportunity to get to meet so many amazing, inspiring people and to connect with so many people and to get to create the art and the music that I get to. You know, that's why I originally moved to LA, was so that I could meet kindred spirits and other creatives. And so here we are. And, you know, it's funny when it comes to like the setting of goals and the dreams, I kind of look at it in a little bit of a different way, where I'm just sort of like, again, it always comes back to the music and the art. Like I want to see, like, we have really big visions in terms of like the show that we want to create and the music that we want to create. And I really want to see that through and to see all of that come to life. So that's actually something, and it's, I feel like there are definitely aspects of what we've dreamed of that absolutely have come into reality, which is really amazing.
And one thing I wanted to speak about, and seeing you live and seeing you perform through the years, one thing I'm totally amazed about is that you are always smiling. And so I wanted to ask you, what is the feeling that goes through you when you're on stage?
Love. It's funny because I can be singing about, you know, songs that really have expressed some really challenging times in my life. And they're heavy. And the subject is heavy. And yet I feel, you know, absolute joy and love that I get to be able to sing those songs and make that music in that moment. And the people that I connect with in that moment, it's so special. There's nothing like it to be able to look out and look out in someone's eyes and you're singing the song to them and you feel a deep sense of connection. And I feel like, you know, what weaves through all of the music for me and all of the experience around it is ultimately love.
And in speaking with Lena Scissorhands from Infected Rain, she described the feeling on stage as very therapeutic for her. She has dealt with a lot of issues, and her way of conveying them is through music. I wanted to ask you, do you feel that sort of sense as well when you perform, that when you are talking about a subject that's hard for you, that's a way of casting out those demons for you?
I look at music art and expression really like as a way to be able to transmute the darkest of muck, right? You can go through these incredible challenges in your life, but it's such a gift. And I feel like it's there and available for anybody. I've encountered people who have like told me, they're like, oh, I'm not an artist, or I'm not a writer. I'm not a, like, well, I'm like, well, find your medium. And it doesn't have to be for the world. It just needs to be for you. Sure. Because sometimes I think that there are things in life that are so dark and so challenging that there's no words in a conversation that can heal it. There's just nothing that you can say to make it better. Like, it is what it is, right? And for me, I think the actual medium of music has been my way of like transmorphing and making alchemy and making something beautiful out of something that could have destroyed me.
Sure.
And I like to think of that as a way of holding up a little signpost for other people and being like, hey, I've survived this and you can too. And together we can survive.
Sure. And I think that's a great message because, you know, we all go through challenges. We all have things that, seem like, oh man, I'm not going to get through this, or, you know, there's no way out of it. And there is, you know, and the music community is a great one. And, I've always told people, you know, if you feel, you know, like you're in at a point where things ain't right with you, go talk to someone. Go talk to a fan that's in the arena with you. Fam, you know, maybe you connect with something that they're doing or they're expressing, and make a conversation, because at the end of the day, we're all friends and it's all one community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really believe that, you know, and in the times, you know, that I've found that I've felt my utmost loneliness, it's a reminder that you are not alone. There are people that are out there that want to connect to you, that want to love you, that want to support you. And it's just universal and across the board. Like, I find that they're just across the board, incredibly kind, good people. And it's just a matter of finding your people and connecting to them.
And I want to take this moment in discussing this and thanking you for when I went to review your show in Akron, and I had a family emergency, and I had to leave mid-show, and the support that the band gave me was immeasurable.
Thank you for sharing that. That really means a lot. I do remember that. And, you know, it was one of those things where, again, it's like, you know, when you are touched by a person and you connect with them like yourself, and you've done so much for the live music community, we're all so grateful for you. And knowing somebody's going through a challenge, it's like you just want to reach out and support and love. So, and I feel like you do the same as well. So we are so grateful for you.
When I started out to do this podcast, it was just to, I'm a child of the 80s. I was part of the 80s movement, you know, with all when metal and rock was in one of its peak moments. And those that went to school with me now still listen to the same 300 tracks they did then. And I'm like, hey, you know, there's a whole world out there, man, and metal and music and rock is stronger than it ever has been. And now you have access through all these mediums. You know, you need to explore them because it isn't over. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, it's better than it's ever been. You know, and that's why I do what I do. Because I want to make sure that these bands are getting a fair shake. The days
of really, really appreciate it.
No one's signing $1 million deals anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely we ourselves are an indie band. We are DIY and have been and what we do is possible because of our community and you know, it's with that support, with that love, with that belief, with all the, you know, messages that we receive or all the shares or people coming out to shows or and getting merch, you know, every little bit absolutely counts. You know, I had a person you know, come and they bought one of our stickers, which is like $1 or two, and they felt so bad because they were like, "Oh, I wish I had more money." And I'm like, "No, you don't understand. Just the fact that you are willing to share, you know, your money with us is huge, and it means so much to me that you know people resonate with what we're creating and are willing to help support us. You know, we do what we do because of that, and even the touring, you know, I will tell you that it's not cheap. Gas is
Sure.
very expensive. We don't travel on tour bus. We just have a van and trailer, you know, so we try to keep our costs low. I bring my slow cooker, you know, that sort of thing. And people will house us and feed us. And, you know, it's wonderful and it's amazing. And it's a life absolutely worth living. Like the difficulty, the challenge, all of it is absolutely worth it. Getting to go out there and connect with people and meet people and share music together and commune and hear their stories. It is literally what we're all about. So that's something that we're immensely grateful to be a part of.
And this leads perfectly to my next question. One thing that has really stunned me is that you haven't released a live album. Have you considered releasing a live album? Because I feel the band is actually strongest live.
It's a fantastic question. So, you know, we have like a huge archive of all the live streams that we've done, you know, the past several years. And that's a question that we've been asked quite a bit. They're like, "We need a live album." I'm like, "You're right." So I think it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of not wanting to. I think we're just figuring out, you know, in terms of bandwidth, because you know it's its own little technical beastie.
Sure.
Yes. So, but we shall see. And this upcoming tour, especially with our incredible artists that we're going to be working with, I think that's actually going to be something to be really special. Maybe even in this tour. Who knows? Nyx may make an appearance on said live album.
And I also wanted to ask you, what is the best way for fans to get your merch and physical copies of your album?
Oh, well, several ways. We do have a website, ilikealice.com, and you can get our merch through there. We also sell our merch through Bandcamp and also at our shows. So either through our website, you know, or in person, that's even better because then we get to hang out.
And lastly, I wanted to give you the floor to speak to your fans. Please feel free to give them any message that you wish.
Well, it's just a message of gratitude. Thank you so much for seeing us, for sharing who you are, because that inspires us. I'm perpetually blown away and inspired by the kindness in the community, not just towards the band, but towards each other. Like the Mad Hatter Army is incredible, like just incredible. I see the way people take care of each other. So just please continue to be as awesome and kind as you are, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Toss, for a great time. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. Like truly, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me as well.
And you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the eclipse. Please keep me posted.
I definitely will. I will send pics your
Awesome.
way.
Yes, awesome.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor the podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.